Hello, I'm David Kerr. I'm Professor of Cancer Medicine at University of Oxford. I was in clinic on Friday and I popped out to usher in a young patient of mine who was receiving adjuvant chemotherapy after resection of a colon cancer. He was in his late 30s and he had his family with him. And I noticed that when he stooped to pick up his three-year-old daughter, and before coming into my clinic office, he had real difficulties picking the wee girl up, quite noticeably so. And it made me think again a little about the very interesting link between muscle function and muscle mass and our practice of oncology. Skeletal muscle is the largest organ in the body and in lean individuals accounts for 40 to 50% of body mass. It's an important organ, highly glycolytic, and is known to play an important prognostic role in all-cause mortality, cancer and cardiovascular disease. Traditionally, I've only ever really thought about muscle function when I think about cachexia, those patients that we see who suffer extreme wasting, the patients with advanced pancreatic cancer with a huge reduction in muscle mass. But actually, it's a much more pervasive phenomenon than ever I had considered. There's a lot of work across the majority of tumour types suggesting that many of our patients, compared to age, sex, body weight match controls, have perhaps as much to 1 to 2 kilograms less of muscle mass than would be expected for someone of their age. So at a time when we're paying more interest in the physical activity of our patients, it's worthwhile thinking through. So what could the causes be of that level of muscle dysfunction in the young patient that I saw in the clinic? Well, the majority of our patients are elderly, and the elderly lose muscle mass with advancing age. Malnutrition is another thing to think of. Those patients that we see in our gastrointestinal cancer practice are not sufficiently well nourished and can lose muscle mass because of that. There are tumour-associated factors, we know that if there's a pro-inflammatory state induced by the cancer, high levels of TNF-alpha, interferon gamma, through NF-kappa-B, cause a degree of cytolysis of skeletal muscle. Other lifestyle factors, physical inactivity. The majority of our patients who have impaired performance status tend not to exercise as much as when they're fully fit. This is another element that can add to reduce muscle function. Treatment. People have looked at the impact of treatment with conventional cytotoxic drugs. Bevacizumab, for example, has been associated with across a course of treatment of loss of 1.5 kilograms of muscle mass, as has androgen deprivation therapy in prostate, as has 5-fluorouracil in the adjuvant setting in colon cancer, as has doxorubicin in breast cancer, so we can build up an impact of treatment. Look at some of the drugs that we use as supportive agents, glucocorticoids that we use as effective mediators of anti-emesis. They can cause muscle wasting. Something to think about. And I've no doubt that if we encourage activity, if we encourage greater physical activity, we know that there are observational studies and some randomised trials starting to come through to suggest that those patients who exercise more fully, who aim to gain muscle mass, have a better outcome. I've had the habit in the past of saying to patients, if you feel tired, listen to your body. Your body's telling you something, and therefore, you know, have a small nap, have a rest. It's not about giving in to the cancer, but just listening to your body. I think I might start to reverse that rather bland advice and think rather more seriously about exercise. Take the dog for a walk. Make sure you're having 30 minutes of exercise every day. And even to the point which we might consider rather more thoughtful exercise regimes. All of us use psychologists, nutritionists. Why shouldn't we think about exercise programs which are tailored to whatever age category of patients that we're seeing? Something to think about. If you have any comments, of course, we'd always be happy to take them, as we always are. But for the time being, Netscapers ahoy.